Brother Matt Osborne just took a little bit of a missions trip in country this time to the great state of Ohio and came back from that. We're going to have him share about what happened there and then read some scripture for us this morning, and we'll move on after that.
I tried to correct him last night, but he just wouldn't have it. It was a trip to a foreign country of Ohio. And it was the International Conference on Mission, and it was just a super cool experience. There were thousands of booths. Well, there's probably about 1,000 booths. There were thousands of people there that many missionaries from around the world all gathered in one place, worshiping. There was an intense focus on the need for prayer and worship in it. So it's super cool to hear that things that we're hearing in the Mid-Continent are being heard all over the world. So super cool. But lots of contacts, lots of connections, lots of doors to open up. So all that's to be said, I really covet your prayers and just understanding which doors to walk through, which doors to stay away from. Because it is my desire to see the gospel get to where it's not through Partner 135. And there's lots of opportunities to go and serve and do that. Met with some good friends in the Horn of Africa and looking for ways there. I've told you about our ministries, our pastors in Uganda that have a desire to get the gospel into the Muslim and the unreached people groups there within East Africa and the Horn of Africa, which is a very untouched, unreached area. So a lot of connections potentially made. And we're really just, you know, trusting the Lord to provide for that vision that he's given. I believe it was Hudson Taylor that said that God's work done in God's way will never cease to have God's supply. So that's really our heart's desires. We want to do what he wants done or what he's already doing, and we want to do it in his way. And we know that if we get into that sweet spot, then he's going to provide for that. So that's why the prayers for wisdom, as I try to lead into the future.